We were having a discussion earlier with Thulisile Manzini, who's the acting CEO of Brand South Africa. And we're, of course, talking about South Africa as a brand, the fact that government has come down and come and laid out these regulations for us as per its state of disaster, which it's introduced as a result of the issues in the country in regard to coronavirus. It is a reality, and it is one that we must embrace, unfortunately. It's something that we have to adapt to in order just to get through this and ride it out as a country. It's going to take a lot of work on our part as individual citizens even to do this and to work with government to get us through this. But of course, Thulisile is back on the line to us now. And Thulisile, I apologize. Technology just hasn't quite been on our side this afternoon. But thank you so much for coming back onto the program. And I was talking earlier about the kind of effects this disaster of a global nature could have on a brand. But of course, we've got investors watching us as well. Watching very carefully to see, among other things, how our government responds to this outbreak, and of course how we respond to it as citizens. How do you think our response is going to be judged to the outside world, and how is that going to reflect on our brand, do you think?
Thank you very much for that. Actually, the way South Africa has reacted on this, from my side, it is actually very good. If you look at how the Minister of Health has been in the forefront, being proactive, transparent in dealing with the issue, they were also quick to implement certain measures that are very practical in making sure that all South Africans are protected. Some of the measures I know that people didn't understand at the time because they didn't see the seriousness of this COVID-19. But now people can see how serious it is. We saw how government immediately dealt with the issue of schools, the closing of schools, to make sure that our children are protected. And also the government is in the process of identifying isolation and quarantine sites in each and every district and metro. And we already know what has happened in Polokwane. And also the surveillance and testing systems that are being strengthened at hospitals. And really, we are seen as a country to be doing tangibles. And one example is then the National Command Council that is chaired by the president, which meets three times a week to coordinate all aspects of our extraordinary emergency responses. So all these issues show how South Africa is now ready to deal with this. And you asked a question about how investors see us. Like I have said in my previous response, that this coronavirus or the COVID-19, the pandemic, is not South Africa only that is faced with it. So each and every country, we want to make sure that they do whatever that they need to do to protect their citizens. And South Africa is doing exactly that. And the measures that I have just spoken about, the travel restrictions, to make sure that we support and protect the citizens, and departments and organizations are expected to come up with measures on how they also, even in the workplaces, how they protect the employees. How do we protect your normal, ordinary citizens? Making sure that we, as a nation, we want to make sure that people believe in us, in making sure for the issue, for the nation building, that we do not lose that type of confidence.
Tell me this, Thulisile, because this is an interesting thing. I mean, despite the restrictions on us right now and the rest of the country just trying to get through this and survive, you've got the unenviable task of continuing to work on the brand and continuing to build it in the context of what is a greatly difficult climate at the moment. What can you do in the background? What do you put in place during this time to ensure that once we emerge from this, we emerge as a stronger brand?
Yes, that touches on what we do as Brand South Africa. Brand South Africa is tasked with marketing the country, the issue of the reputation, the issue of the image. So the question is actually very relevant. As Brand South Africa, we are communicating. But we want to make sure, because we are fully aware where I am, that South Africa is a diverse nation with 11 official languages and a digital divide where only 50% of the people have access to the internet. So we realize that the digital communication about this COVID-19 is not enough for everyone in the country, because not everyone has access to social media. So as Brand South Africa, what we want to make sure that we even go deeper to the rural areas. We want to touch to the people in all the 11 languages, the people that do not have access to information. But coming closer home, as Brand South Africa, we will be rolling out a marketing communication campaign targeting touch points. You know, your touch points where the people are. We can reach the masses, and we are in conversation currently with the taxi industry to make sure that we partner with them and leverage on their platform, your taxi rank and taxis, to reach a bigger and a wider audience. And while we are doing that, like I have said in the beginning, we want to continue communicating and making sure that people do not lose confidence, be it your investors, your ordinary citizens, and everybody else that is out there. But I must commend the work that has been done by the Minister of Health, the Ministry, the IMC, which is the Interministerial Committee, the way they are communicating on this particular issue and how people have started to take the issue seriously. Because at some stage, people were saying we are quiet. We're not quiet, because that is why, after the President has given the marching orders, people started seeing how serious this particular matter is. And you can see, even yourself, be it in streets and everywhere, people are starting to wear their masks. People are using their sanitizers. People are aware that when they greet, they must use the elbow. And the way it is done, whether other people are using it like it is a joke, but it is actually helping. But again, coming closer home, we are also encouraging the ordinary citizens and everybody in their own home as individuals to make sure that they observe all these issues that have been said in terms of hygiene.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Thulisile Manzini, Acting CEO of Brand South Africa.